Hey there, this is Terry Cowley, weekday breakfast presenter on 1FM Shepparton. Thanks for checking out this podcast. It was recorded live as part of the Brekkie Show, which you can catch 6 to 9am Monday to Friday.
Now it's time to drop around to Cozzy's Corner.
Indeed, we shall do that. Good morning to Mr. Roman Coz.
And good morning to Terry and good morning to our listeners. And without stating the obvious, what a sad day for Australian entertainment with the loss of Bert Newton over the weekend.
Yes, indeed.
Absolutely amazing fellow. Amazing. Terry,
I just said, hmm.
Oh, okay.
Right. A lot has been said about it. I probably can't add too much.
No, none of us can. I watched the special last night and I was still giggling away after all these years. Absolute genius. Today, Terry, I'm going to talk about an Australian group called The Wiggles. Anthony Field and Jeff Fatt, who are members of a New South Wales band called The Cockroaches. A little bit of trivia about The Cockroaches, as far as I'm concerned, because I actually saw them at the Corner Hotel in Richmond in the mid-1980s. They were quite well known at the time for doing the sort of songs that I like. So I didn't realise that until I started research on the Wiggles.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They were The Cockroaches. Did you enjoy watching The Cockroaches?
I only saw them once.
Mm-hmm.
They were a Sydney band, but they came down to Melbourne. I saw them that time. I thought they were fabulous.
Yeah, they were good.
They were excellent. 1998, Anthony Field's niece, who was obviously the daughter of his brother, Paul, died of SIDS, and that affected Anthony quite a fair bit. So he decided to go to uni and do an early childhood degree and thinking about helping young children, etc. While he was there, he thought about recording a children's album dedicated to his niece. Greg Page, a roadie and singer with the Cockroaches, joined Anthony with Murray Cook, and they started to write a couple of songs. And Anthony had written a song for the Cockroaches called Get Ready to Wiggle, which was sort of based around the way children dance, and that's eventually where the name The Wiggles came from. With a little bit of songwriting help from John Field, another brother, they reworked a couple of the Cockroaches songs, like Hot Tamale became Hot Potato. So they tested the songs on the children, and in one particular instance, one of the mothers came back the next day and said her child did not want to stop listening, just over and over and over the songs. So they thought, oh, we've got something here.
Before you go on to, do you know what university they went to?
No, not really, no. Would have had it there, but I'm not sure which one.
My alma mater, Macquarie. Just had to pop that one in. Probably not at the same time as me, though.
6 degrees of separation. It's everywhere, isn't it?
That's right.
For sure. Look, they didn't have so much cash, so they produced a video that had their nieces, nephews, girlfriends, and friends of girlfriends and whatever. That sort of got them going a little bit. In 1991, they produced their first album, which cost them $4,000. It sold 100,000 albums overall. Now, it took a little while. It wasn't instant. The first show that they did in front of 12 children at a shopping centre. Eventually, they did schools, busked at the Circular Quay, did regional tours with playgroups, sort of splitting the takings with the playgroups. So the mums sort of, you know, did a little bit of advertising for them. Eventually, they had 500 people at gigs, a bit of a rise from the 12. Around about this time, they started to create some supporting characters like Captain Feathersword, Dorothy the Dinosaur, Henry the Octopus, Wags the Dog. And also the colour-coded shirts came in, yellow, red, purple, blue, and respectively Greg, Murray, Jeff and Anthony. Around about that time, they did a new album and a video every year and did a massive amount of touring, which Anthony actually hated, but, the money was coming in. In 1997, 20th Century Fox produced a movie with the well-thought-out title called The Wiggles Movie. It became the fifth highest-grossing Australian film of the year, so that was...
I have seen that movie about 940 times.
I've never seen it because my kids sort of bypassed the Wiggles by then, so maybe with my grandchildren at some stage. They were hoping, but got nothing from the ABC regards about some sort of a TV series, so they decided to finance their own 13-episode program, which became a massive hit and became well-known overseas as well, which of course meant let's go overseas. So they went to the UK, where they weren't so flash there for some reason, but the USA people loved them. Huge demand. And the group was so popular, they produced about 9 DVDs around the early 2000s. However, it didn't start all that flashily for them in the USA. Again, 12 people in one appearance, one of their early appearances, and their US manager organised 6 of them. However, it wasn't long before it was a little bit of deja vu with Australian by the mid-2000s. Boy, were they well known. And they were earning $45 million a year with appearances, licensing agreements with groups like Walmart. They were off and running. However, in 2005, Greg Page had to quit because of major illnesses. He used to be quite an ill sort of a person. He was replaced by Sam Moran, who had been the understudy for the constantly ill Page probably at least 150 times and was actually reasonably well known as a wiggle at the time. So in July 2011, John Fatt had heart issues and he left.
Jeff Fatt, not John. I just have to correct you on that. You said John Fatt.
Oh, sorry, John Fatt.
Jeff Fatt.
I'm right in front of me here, you know.
See, you can't get anything past me with the Wiggles. I know everything, whether I liked it or not.
I'll bet you do. I'll bet you. Look, they brought Greg Page back, and Sam sort of was given his marching orders, and the group's popularity waned because his dismissal was fairly badly handled, and the public weren't happy. But you know, things move on. In 2012, Page, Cook and Fatt left the group, and Emma Watkins in yellow became the first female to ever be a member of the Wiggles. The new Wiggles had success by about 2014 with the new lineup. Apparently they had to learn about 1,400 songs. Goodness gracious, what a repertoire. But of course the Wiggles kept going. There were a number of changes over the years for various reasons. This year there are 4 new members in readiness for the Wiggles 2022 version. Look, over the years they won ARIA Awards galore with songs like, and you'd know all those, I guess, Toot Toot, Pop Go the Wiggles, Go Bananas, Ukulele Baby. Have you heard those before, Terry?
I'm sure if you played them I could sing them.
Absolutely. They've so far sold 23 million DVDs, 7 million CDs, so quite an achievement. A little bit of trivia, Bert Newton appeared in the Wiggles Christmas special called Go Santa Go, where of course he played Santa and Patty played Mrs. Santa Claus. Look, the Wiggles are now 30, Terry, but I think they'll be around for a long, long time, and that format is just sensational.
Of course, the original Anthony Field is still there.
Yes, incredible. I believe so. Yeah, look, that's about all I've got to tell you about the Wiggles, Terry. Have you got anything for us?
Well, when I looked up in our system, the Wiggles doing Eagle Rock was in there, so I thought that might be a bit of fun.
Oh, fabulous.
I don't know what it's like. I don't know if it's the normal Eagle Rock or what, but we will find out.
Okay, catch you on Wednesday.
Thanks, Roman.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, residents of the Planet Rockstar, please welcome on stage King Mondo, the Wiggles, and Captain Feathersword.
Now listen! We're listening. You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.